From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting nearly $1 billion in U.S. aid to Syrian refugees. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at an international donors conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid get through. The conference opened Thursday in London. Here's British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Today's conference has seen the largest amount of money ever raised in one day in response to a humanitarian crisis, with well over $10 billion pledged.
The amount pledged aims to support people in Syria as well as in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey. Those are neighbor countries that are strained by the exodus of refugees fleeing the fighting. Australia's hospitality industry is offering to help train Syrian refugees. Last year, the government in Canberra said it would accept 12,000 people fleeing the conflict in Syria. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Sharon and Carol Saloom's parents arrived from Syria 40 years ago, and the menu at their restaurant in Sydney is inspired by the flavours of the Middle East. The sisters say they feel an obligation to help those displaced by fighting.
Our parents have so much family still in Syria that could be our parents' families that were coming here as refugees. You know, we're lucky enough that that's not the case.
Hospitality can be hot and hard work, but it could give migrants the start they need to prosper in Australia. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Now, campaigners have urged the Australian government to offer sanctuary to more Syrians above the current allocation of 12,000. Some business leaders believe that Australia has the capacity to accept up to 30,000 refugees. This is VOA News. Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast have forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu, say the explosion was likely the work of militant group Al-Shabaab. Somali aviation officials say they estimate that the blast went off about 15 minutes after the plane took off from the Mogadishu airport, bound for Djibouti. Of the 74 passengers on board, one was likely killed. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, told lawmakers on Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Obama is proposing. Congressional critics of the president's military operations against Taliban fighters in Afghanistan say reduced U.S. troop levels there will undermine the lengthy American effort that started shortly after the 2001 al-Qaeda terrorist attacks in the U.S. that killed nearly 3,000 people. A Pakistani Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 Mumbai attacks that killed more than 160 people has threatened India will face a wave of violence unless it stops military oppression of the people in the disputed Kashmir region. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has details.
The founder of Lashkar-e-Taiba, Hafiz Saeed, who India blamed for the Mumbai carnage, issued the warning while addressing a gathering in Muzaffarabad, the capital of the Pakistani-administered portion of Kashmir. He again told New Delhi to withdraw its 700,000-member army from the Himalayan region or face consequences. He says if India continues what he calls a policy of trying to crush Kashmir's independence struggle with military might, then violence will go further. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne virus is the most prevalent in Latin America, particularly Brazil, and poses its greatest danger to pregnant women. President Obama is promising to provide more financial aid and other support for Colombia as the government prepares to finalize a peace deal with the left-wing guerrillas it has battled for more than 50 years. Following Thursday's meeting with Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos at the White House, Mr. Obama announced additional funding and other measures he said that will help Colombia rebuild after reaching a peace accord with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, otherwise known as FARC. The Colombian government and rebel negotiators have been meeting in Havana for months to close in on a peace deal by the March deadline. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.